Bandwidth for March has been provided by CashFly, the fastest, most reliable CDN in the business. CashFly delivers all of our content here at 5x5, and they are the best. Check them out at CashFly.com, CACHEFLY, and let them know that you heard about them here on 5x5. Hey, Andy, how was your week?
Are we going to do that?
I don't know. What are we going to do? Dan's not here this week.
This is like starting off the conversation where you like where your parents tell you they're getting divorced, but they start off the conversation like, how are things at school?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
we're just gonna come right out with it.
That's what we said we were gonna do. What do you want? You want to bullshit for a while?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it was pretty good, isn't it? Crazy that last week it snowed and this week it's 80 degrees. I mean, what's going on with the planet?
Maybe it was just gonna make me feel better. Maybe it was easing everybody in. Maybe the reason parents do that at the table.
Yeah, because they're uncomfortable because they can't handle reality, Matt.
Oh, okay,
we can handle reality.
We can though.
We're grown ups.
All right. So Dan is not here this week. And he will be here one more time, but he has let us know that he's not going to be doing the podcast anymore, unfortunately.
So we're all going to be here one more time.
Well, in a way, we're all going to be here one more time under the name On the Grid. I think Andy and I will definitely not stop talking, though. That's for sure. I promise that much.
Oh, you wanted to keep being friends. Interesting. Oh. I'll just have to.
Man, really making a sad moment extra sad. Thank you so much, Andy.
This is how I deal with things that are serious.
Oh, okay. You take that knife and you just twist and twist.
Well, you know, I think it's important. Well, I mean, well, I'm not really twisting it because that was a joke.
Like, oh, okay.
I'm telling jokes.
Jokes can't hurt.
That's my coping mechanism.
As a guy who tells hurtful jokes, I know jokes can hurt.
That's my coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. It's very good. I recommend it. Only if you're good at jokes, though. If you're not good at jokes, it's just awkward. It's awkward sometimes, even if you are good at jokes.
Still my coping mechanism.
Anyway. So yeah, we'll talk about it next week further in detail, but we wanted to give everyone the heads up that then next week will be the last On the Grid. So I think at the very least, I would love to hear from, and you know, we've mentioned on the show a couple times about how it really feels like we're basically just yelling into the void most of the time. Occasionally, we'll have an episode where I'll say something wrong enough that everyone decides to write an email or tweet. But mostly, we don't get a ton of response from the show, even though there's a fair number of you out there. So if you were ever, speak now or forever hold your peace, because we will not be checking that email address. We'll be checking it. But this will be your last chance to say something that we'll respond to in the show, or maybe you want to get all nostalgic, tell us about a favorite moment. Maybe you want to send us your least favorite moment and we can ignore your email because we're having a positive show next week. We're going to be very posy. But yeah, so that's the deal, everybody. Dan's moving on. He's got a life to live. And we felt like On the Grid wouldn't be the same without him. So On the Grid is no more. One more episode.
Sure. Well, the way I see it is I don't want to stop talking about design stuff, but I don't think we can do it under the name On the Grid, because I think On the Grid means me, you, and Dan together.
Yep, that's right. What it means to me. Also, another thing it means is, look how bad you were coming up with names 3.5 years ago. That's another thing.
It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get a new name that hopefully we like. Well, we'll like it for at least a week, and then we'll dislike it for the next 3 years. Is that what we're going to do?
Sometimes I've come up with names that I've liked for a longer time.
Oh, we should do that then.
I think we should try and do that one.
Oh, we should do that. So the new podcast will have a name that we like.
For a while.
And it'll be Andy's job to make sure that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Should we, are we allowed to talk about what it's going to be?
Well, yeah, I think we should. I mean, I don't want to give out any details that people will start digging on, I don't think. But
what are they going to do? Find out our bank account number for this made up new podcast?
But you got a bank account?
We did. Do you have a bank account? I deposited the $1 million you asked me to into our Untitled Podcast bank account.
Shared Untitled Podcast bank
PIN
account.
PIN code 1234.
That's. I wish I could tell stories about the things in my life that I don't have control over where that is the PIN code, but telling those stories would be, it would not do good things for the security of these things I have no control over, but
sure,
people do that all the time. And it's, and you explain to them why they should do it, and they're like, bad things don't happen.
That's true. Like, that is the basic idea of not using security, is that, well, bad things probably won't happen to me.
Bad things do happen.
Only to other people, though. That's my experience.
So, yeah, I think we should talk a little bit about what our plan is, Matt, which is basically...
We kind of have a plan. It seems like we have a plan.
We've got a plan. I mean, we've been working on this for a while, so if we don't have a plan, then I don't know what we've got, and it seems like we wasted a lot of time. But I think, you know, this show has changed a lot over the years. Some people have written in to say that every time we mention that, that hasn't actually changed as much as we think. But I tell you, from our perspective, it really feels like it's changed in terms of what goes into how it gets made and how we kind of approach it. So if the outcome is too similar, then, well, I guess we're just boring and predictable. But the way we kind of think about the show has definitely changed a lot. Would you agree, Matt?
I think so. I think we started out, at least where our idea for the original show was very different. I think our idea was that we were going to bring, like, a couple of news topics, and we're going to talk about the design news, which is definitely not how I feel about it now.
Yes, very far from that. So I think the show has become kind of one of the reasons that it's gotten weird. Let's just say it's gotten a little bit weird, is that it's still kind of like two things, right? Like, we still kind of want it to be a show about, a thoughtful show about design, which I still think there's a pretty big void in the world for people talking about the industry, talking about the practice of what we do in a way that is not either completely shallow or glorified or, you know, something. So I,
sure.
I think
speaking towards jobs we're not qualified to do, we're going to solve design journalism. That's one thing we're going to do.
Well, I mean, we should try. No one, if no one's going to try, that was part of our goal, right? Like, that's part of what I want the show to be.
I think we did. Actually, I think if we did anything, at least we've categorized ourselves in people's minds as a certain type of designer. And I think we're going to probably keep doing that thing. Talking about design in a way that is a little bit different than maybe the way that annoys us both. Is that fair?
Yes, I would like to speak in ways that don't annoy me.
Perfect.
Certainly.
This is going to work out great.
So that's part of what we want the show to be. I still think there's room for a show like that. I still want to be involved in a show like that. But also, well, part of what the show has become, I think maybe Matt, you can disagree with me here, but I'm not sure you will, is I know you and I have a lot of affection for podcasts that are kind of like, you know, shows about nothing, right? Like two people that have a good rapport that are maybe pretty funny.
Yeah,
kind
I
of.
Would say I affectionately refer to those as bullshit podcasts.
Sure, exactly. I have a similar approach to describing those podcasts. Something about, you know, just people that are friends with each other that are, you know, smart-ish or funny-ish or, you know, somewhat interesting as people having a conversation every week about nothing in particular with no sort of mission or goal. I find this podcast really appealing. So I think what On the Grid has kind of become in some ways is us trying to reconcile. One sec, sorry, I was just burping. Not getting choked up.
Oh man, if I got you to cry, that'd be a good one.
I did drink a bunch of bubbly water before I sat down. Shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. It's us trying to reconcile the ostensible mission of the show, which was to be a show about design, with our kind of propensity for this particular type of show, which is more like, what if we just shot the shit about nothing in the front for 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the conflict, right? Some of our listeners really like the part of the front where we just blabber on about nothing. And some of our listeners are like, why do you even do that? That makes no sense. I get literally no value out of it, and you're just wasting everyone's time and energy. And I can understand both those positions, depending on what your context coming to the show is. So, Matt, I feel like our new venture is going to basically separate these two parts of the show, right?
Exactly. I think we'll take our kind of Andy Matt bullshit about a thing. Maybe less important, but a little bit just pure fun. Is that fair? Maybe it's important. I don't know.
I hope we stumble into something important, but I don't want to try. And that's where I'm at with So I mean, basically, we're going to be part of two shows in the near future, and we'll see how that goes. No promises for all eternity, but the first show is going to be basically all of the parts of taking the onus of talking about design off of the show. And having it be Matt and I just making a show that we enjoy making, and it's going to be about really about anything. We've given ourselves loose enough of a kind of theme or loose enough of a concept that I think we can basically get away with talking about almost anything in the show, right?
Yeah, I think that is the case.
This one we have a name for, and maybe we like it, Matt? Do we like it?
I think I like it a lot. So far, I like it. We have a domain name. We have everything. This one, should I announce it?
You should do it.
Okay, so the first one is going to be called Good Bad Show. And if you listen to any of the podcasts where we debate about whether things can be objectively good or bad, or everything is subjective and nothing matters, I think loosely the framework is that Andy thinks things can be objectively good or bad, and I don't agree with that. And so we'll come to it with every episode will be a topic, whether it be accent walls or bread or cars, or stainless steel appliances, maybe not things we've already covered, but...
Oh, no, we're covering him again. I'm doing research.
Oh, then never. Okay, then we're really going to get into it. Oh, Andy's actually going to look it up this time. Andy's going to look it up on Wikipedia and tell me what he knows. And do a fun podcast
about those
things. Can't
tell if dig or not dig.
Slight dig.
How many things do you actually know without having to look them up in some way? And if you do know those things, why do you bother knowing them? Because you can just look things up whenever you want.
Good point.
Age of the internet.
I don't bother learning anything.
Episode one, knowledge is bad. Instead, just be good at Googling.
Sure.
So, yeah, like I said, loose framework for us to more or less talk about whatever we want. And I think we're also going to put really no pressure on ourselves for that show to do anything. So,
that will not be a weekly show. That will be kind of, I can imagine releasing two or three episodes at the exact same time and having kind of a sporadic release schedule, but essentially trying to build a database of weird arguments about really specific topics.
Also, no consistent format. I imagine some episodes are going to be the length of this show where we really get into it about accent walls or whatever. And some episodes might be 45 seconds where I'm like, you know, Matt, you know what's really good? Water. And you're like, yeah, water's great. I'm with you.
Bye, everybody.
Water is objectively good.
Peace.
Good to see you this week. Bye.
Actually, you'd probably be like, what about drowning? But see, we'll have to save it for the show. Got to do a water episode.
That was a good Matt impression. Matt, and your voice sounds really dumb.
No, you don't sound dumb. You just sound... What's the word?
Sullen.
A little bit.
What about drowning?
So that's going to be that. We will have a place for you to go next episode. Final On the Grid episode. We will point you other directions. Right now, there is nothing you can find. Good luck. You can't get the domain goodbad.show because we already got that one. So there's nothing there except for, I don't know where it goes right now. I should check. It goes somewhere.
Probably goes to a placeholder page.
Placeholder page. From Hover.
So that's number one. Number one, we're going to do our fun. Matt and Andy have a show, and we still get to talk to each other. That's going to be great, because there's no possible way we could maintain a friendship if we didn't force ourselves to talk to each other every week. So that part I like a lot.
You know, I want to talk about this in the show, because when you said this to me however many months ago when I was in Philadelphia, it really like fucking stuck with me when you were like, all right, here's the deal. I figured it out. Adult friendships mean you just have to make obligations with somebody else.
I feel very strongly about
that.
Dude,
preach. You need to like write a book about this. Like that is such
that is
a
my
thing.
my biggest discovery. Did I just said this to you when we were in person? I didn't say this on the show.
I'm pretty sure you just said it in person when I was in Philadelphia two times ago.
So I feel very strongly that adult friendships are like all based around some obligation, and that could be a sports like we all play softball together, maybe we work together, maybe we have a podcast together, maybe we are in a fantasy football league together. Whatever the thing is, you just need a structure, because it's so easy to become an adult and then just do work stuff and then do stuff with your partner and then that's it. So you have to kind of either you create some sort of framework for friendship, or you are very aggressive about becoming a friend. I think those are the two options.
And when you told me this, I feel like I realized, like, oh, the whole reason I started Friends of the Web is so I would be friends with these people forever. I trapped them. But no, it's a real thing. So, like, that's stuck with me, and I hope it will stick with more people. That's legit.
Mm-hmm.
I ever tell you, Matt, I think you're really smart.
Wait, what?
I think you're really smart.
Oh, hey, thanks. Hopefully we think that about each other. I think you're pretty smart, too.
You got a nice body.
That's why we're friends.
Yep, it's all physical. That's why we make
do
a podcast
together. Podcast. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I have this picture of you on my desk. I stare at the whole time.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Matt.
I heard you got a present.
Something amazing appeared on my doorstep with basically no warning. I was trying to get my hands on a tracking number. Couldn't do it. All of a sudden, there was a man knocking on my door. He's a little bit grumpy, if I'm honest. He's kind of mad. And he asked me if I could come out and help carry something, because he couldn't carry the package that I was receiving.
Oh, was it big? How big was it? What size would you say it was?
What size would I say it was? What's a good... It's like the size of a small trunk.
Yeah.
Maybe like the size of a very small like chest freezer. I would say it's like chest freezer size.
In terms of royalty, if you had to say it in sizes in terms of royalty, what size would it be?
It's about the size of like a coffin you'd bury like a dead fat prince in, maybe.
What? Maybe a dead fat prince, or like a queen?
A fat little prince. Like somebody who is really wide, or whose ratio of height to width was, low.
I really appreciate you going with my setup, but maybe we should just break the news that you got a Casper mattress in the mail.
Maybe I should not be a comedian. I have a Casper mattress. I upgraded from... And here's the thing. I was discussing this at the office because 4 years ago, when we moved out of the first house that we started Friends of the Web in, which we had all of our college furniture in, all my co-founders and I were like, all right, we're stepping it up a little bit. We're getting rid of... I still had a mattress that I got from my family when I went away to college that they had had in the guest room for my entire life. And before that, it had a whole other life as somebody else's primary mattress. This mattress had seen a lot of shit. And I was like, all right, I'm upgrading. So we all decided we're going to get new mattresses. And at the time, we bought what, on paper, should be like a Casper mattress, like a cheap version of a Casper mattress. You can go on whatever website and pay, you know, a couple $100 and they send you a mattress, I'm saying in air quotes.
So you're saying it was not a premium mattress for the fraction of a price. That's what you're saying?
No, it was, the fraction of a price was definitely there. Premium mattress, definitely not there.
And then was not an online retailer?
Well, I don't want to give too many details about this person that is a legit competitor to this advertisement we're doing right now. But the important thing is that the mattress, which I've had for 4 years and been, I would say, medium happy with, pales in comparison to the Casper mattress. Pales in comparison!
So you like this new mattress.
Oh, goodness, Matt. My idea for this ad read is I was just going to read you some of the dreams I've had since I got the Casper mattress. Because night one, I had this amazing dream that I had bought rollerblades. And I was rollerblading everywhere around the city. And I was doing it about as fast as cars drive on the highway. Oh. I was this speed rollerblader. And I, you know, I haven't had a dream I remember in a long time before getting the mattress. And basically every night, since I had this new Casper mattress, boom, Dreamtown, Dreamtown USA, which I can only attribute to the fact that I must not have been sleeping that well before.
Well, so clearly you've had no nightmares, like, for example, the nightmare of going into a mattress store and you're kind of forced to deal with paying notoriously high prices and you have to deal with the resellers and the showrooms.
Bravo.
And all these terrible things about mattress retailers?
I have had some horrifying nightmares. Not going to share them on the show, but none of them were as bad as going into a mattress seller would have been. We're from a generation that's never going to buy a mattress at a horrible mattress store like that. You know, do you have any friends, Matt, that did that? That went and bought a mattress at a mattress store?
And they pay all the extra money that they don't have to pay?
Yeah.
You know, actually, you know what? I don't know if I have. I feel like we're smart enough. We're all smart enough to buy a Casper. We didn't do that.
So I have a younger sister who I love to death. She's a wonderful woman. If you all knew her, you would love her. She's great. Most people meet her and say like, oh, it's like if Andy was more fun and better. So she's great.
Wait, should I be starting a podcast with someone else?
She'd be great on a podcast. She would be fantastic. My sister's, here's the best way to describe my sister in a sentence. For most of her life, she really wanted to be the woman on QVC that, like, sold shit. Like, that was her dream job. And frankly, she would be great at it. That's who she is. But there's this thing where oftentimes she'll ask me, because she knows I'm obsessive and crazy, she'll be like, I'm going to buy this kind of thing. Which one should I buy? And she asked me this question for mattresses, and I was like, dude, go buy this Casper mattress. This was years ago. This is way before Casper was...
You probably said something like, go spend $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king-size mattress. If you compare that to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point.
I did say all these things, and this is before...
Did you say it's an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price? Did you tell her that part?
It's a new hybrid mattress.
Oh, you said it's a hybrid mattress?
Combination of memory foam and latex foam. Ah. I gave her the full pitch. And this is before I had my own Casper mattress. I had just seen other people's and had read the great reviews of the company. Yep. It's before Casper advertised. It might have been before we even had a podcast. I'm not sure when it was exactly. But I was like, just buy this mattress. And she was like, I can't do it. Can't buy a mattress that I can't sleep on or can't lay on first. And I was like, 100 million day free trial.
100 day free trial, risk-free return policy.
Billion day free trial.
Painless return policy.
I told her all these things.
Did you say those things?
She didn't. She went to a mattress superstore. I think she spent like $2,500. She was on a budget. She was like, I can't. She's like a teacher. She has basically no money because of the horrible state of teachers in this country. And she still spent like $2,000 on a mattress because that's what she thought she had to do. Don't be like my sister, who was wonderful and great, but made a mattress mistake.
Oh, man. And statistically, lying on a bed for 4 minutes in a showroom has no correlation to whether it's the right bed for you. You know how you might do that? Maybe you sleep on it instead.
I am just realizing right now this whole story is not actually about my sister. It's about my friend from high school. I'm pretty sure my sister just listened to me and bought the mattress I told her to buy. Good job, Linzo. My friend from high school's name is Matt. That's the person that screwed it up. But to be fair, he was very close to my sister, and I have a bad memory. So I'm correcting myself now.
Maybe. Maybe you told your sister that Casper mattresses are made in America, and she was like, sold. I'm in.
She was like, I'm doing it. I already ordered it. I'm like, Lindsay, you listen to me. You got to order this mattress. And she's like,
Andy,
okay, here's the shipping. Here's the shipping confirmation. I ordered it. Look at my credit card statement. And I'm like, just focus and buy this mattress. Stop ignoring me. She did listen to me, I think. She's great. So, weird diversion into my sister. It didn't make any sense, but. Well, Matt Mayer. That's the one. He's the one that bought the wrong mattress.
He's the one that didn't understand the importance of truly trying out a mattress. Because maybe he doesn't know he spends a third of his life on that thing.
I think it's how it went down. I'll have to call my sister after this and ask. Maybe I'll text her right now. Like this ad read's still going. Yeah, you give him some details, Matt, and I'm going to go ahead and text my sister and see what happened.
So you go and get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/grid and use the offer code GRID. Terms and conditions apply. So thank you to Casper for supporting 5x5 and On the Grid.
Casper, go to sleep on a big old ghost. So, yep, first show. So I imagine for some percentage of you, hopefully you'll be interested in listening to that. I know we're excited to make it because it's going to be fun and no pressure whatsoever at all to do anything predictably or adhere to any format or whatever. So moving on to the harder one. I mean, that one's frankly easy. Like, right, we know we can make a podcast. We've done it 150 whatever times. Yep. So we're just going to do that. And, you know, it's one less schedule to worry about and no pressure to do it in any regularity. Although I do think we should, you know, to your point you just made, like if we don't force ourselves to put out episodes with at least some consistency, we should guarantee at least one a month or something. Otherwise,
oh yeah, for sure,
it's just not going to happen. I think, frankly, I think we'll do a lot of episodes of it because something.
I bet we'll do more than one a month because I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I think we might do more than one a week. We'll see how it goes. so that's that. Which we turn to the more difficult challenge, which is okay. In a lot of ways, I feel like On the Grid was a successful venture into how can we talk about design in a way that is not shallow and trashy. And I say that because of you all listening. If not for you all subscribing and listening and coming out to our one and only meetup we had that one time, which made my heart grow five times in my chest, Grinch style, you know, I wouldn't feel like the show was doing anything. But I feel like we've found some people that I think are really smart, are really amazing, and are the kind of designers that I would love to surround myself with. So in that sense, I think you could say the show has been somewhat successful. And certainly we did it for, you know, 3 years, 150 episodes. So I think we're kind of happy with the run we had. That said, I also think it was kind of a clear failure in what we really wanted to do, right? Which was we wanted to have a show that talked about design in a way that was holistic, that was kind of able to talk about all kinds of different issues and address, mm-hmm. you know, things in from different perspectives. And I think we failed there in a couple of ways. And one, you can look at the evidence, right? Like, we have quite a few listeners, love you all, but we are not, you know, one of the design podcasts, right? We're not up there with Design Matters and other design podcasts, I guess, whichever other ones there are. Which is where, frankly, like, if we're going to make a show about design, like, I want it to be great. I want to be up there if we can be. And I think one of the reasons that we did that is because, you know, we tried to make a show that was supposed to talk about the holistic aspect of design, and we chose to do it with like three dudes that are basically the same person.
Three white dudes who work mainly in web design, and at least we live in different places in America.
To be fair, when we started the show, the idea was like, you work at an agency, I'm an idiot that started my own company, and Dan works for startups in San Francisco. Like, I think we did have a little bit of a different thing. And then you done gone and decided that I did something better. You joined me in Stupid Town. And so now we're both in Stupid Town, which means that I think the conversations have gotten even more narrow. And I think sometimes Dan is felt left out. And therefore, we find ourselves making something that is very far from a show that actually talks about design holistically, just because of the limited perspective that we have, right?
Sure. I think that's very fair.
So we want to try and fix that in some ways. I should say, I think that something else that's very difficult to do is have a thoughtful, different show about design on a weekly basis, just because that's a lot of time talking about design thoughtfully, and I think you end up repeating yourself or naturally going down subjects that don't really matter. So I think that there's a little bit of pressure on like a show that's that regular to, you know, have a good conversation every week. I think it's difficult. So, new show, which admittedly is less formed, and by that I mean we don't have a domain name yet. That's how you know it's,
that's how you know it's formed. That's the degree to which it is less formed.
Is going to continue, I think, more in the spirit of what we wanted On the Grid to be. It's going to be a show that is about design, and I think one of the ways we're going to try and fix what is obvious that failed about On the Grid is we're going to involve more people. And yes, that does not mean interview show, because
that's exactly what it doesn't mean. It's not going to be Matt and Andy ask one person about their life every week. That's
no,
not the
and maybe
point.
We should start with the obvious. It's still going to be Matt and Andy because we still like making podcasts.
Sure.
So, you know, we still like doing it. And I think at this point, you know, the track record of having done it for so long and Matt having edited all these shows, we've demonstrated, I think, that we can do it, which I think is an important feature, right? Like, I would never dream of starting this if we hadn't done this before, because it would be too much to commit to and too much to kind of involve other people in something that was so weird and experimental and might fail completely. But we've demonstrated to a certain degree we can do this. So instead of doing interviews, which, Matt, as you pointed out, I think it's very weird to do an interview, first of all, with two people, because it's kind of like you're cornered, I feel like. I think it's a weird dynamic to have an interview that way. And, you know, frankly, I think, first of all, Design Matters is a great design interview podcast. There are other design interview podcasts that are also very good, or creativity interview podcasts that are also very good.
Does the world need one more?
Does the world need one more? I would say no. And I think that design podcasts about design that are interviews address very specific things, which is that, you know, they follow intimately, if it's a good show, they intimately follow kind of the arc of one person's career and one person's body of work. And I think a good interview show should get to the bottom of, like, what drives that person, maybe why they've been successful, maybe the things they've failed at, you know, that one person's kind of perspective on the industry and, you know, what it is they're doing. But what does not make a good interview show is challenging things that someone says in an interview, right? Like, someone says, oh, this is what drives me. You shouldn't be like, well, that shouldn't drive you because of these reasons.
Unless we can get Lance Armstrong on every week, I think you're right.
Yes, every week. Now there is a concept theme. Every week, Matt and Andy interview Lance Armstrong again.
And challenge him on his very aggressive tactics towards people who challenged him earlier.
Really anyway. Dig deep. So yeah, I think the interview show is great. Again, I think it's a format that obviously works very well. And we don't need to make another one of those. That said, having the same people on every week, no matter who those people are, I think gets pretty tired. So even if we had, you know, a third person that was very much different from us, that had very different perspectives, that could be an interesting show, or maybe we like take two sides of an argument and go back and forth about it. But I still don't think we could ever get close to some hope at holistic discussion about an actual idea from as many perspectives as possible. So what we kind of landed on, we're going to give a shot, is a show that is kind of like a rotating panel show. So Matt and I will be there every time. And we're basically going to include 1 to 3 other people that are in our network of people that we know that are doing interesting work. And hopefully people that are coming from all different backgrounds, that have different education, that have different jobs, that live in different places, and talk about, you know, a topic each week that, or each bi-week, each fortnight, that, you know, will allow us to actually get a little bit deeper on it, because there'll be other people that are involved in the conversation. So we've found some people that are very generous and willing to kind of help us make the show and are interested in maybe doing it. And I should say, too, I think it could maybe work because there's a lot of people who I wish had a podcast whose ideas and, you know, perspective is something that I find really valuable. And, mm-hmm. you know, the closest I can get to is them, like, on Twitter, maybe. They post tweets enough that I feel like I'm getting their angle on things. And a lot of these people, you know, to their own credit, are too busy to run a podcast. Like, it's very time-consuming.
It is, yeah, it is a lot of work. Can't expect everybody who is really good at their job to hop on a podcast every week.
No, even though it'd be really great for me. So basically, like, you know, it's a lot of time to make a podcast, believe it or not, people. And it's a lot of technical skill, mostly on Matt's part in this instance, because he's somebody that has to edit the show every week. And that's something that everyone can do. And frankly, speaking on a podcast is something that took some learning. If you go back to the early episodes, I think you'll find that we were even worse than we are now, believe it or not. So yeah, it's a thing that you can't expect everyone to, you know, put in the effort to do. But I think our hope is that if we, you know, are willing to provide like a forum, provide a platform for this kind of thing and involve people that maybe don't have time to be on a podcast every single week or don't have time to edit a show, but, you know, they can hop on a podcast every other month, you know, and they can be there and record for an hour and a half and send their audio to somebody. Hopefully that'll be a way that we can get people that are smart, that are great, they're doing amazing things to, you know, be a part of the conversation without, you know, putting that kind of pressure on them. But there will be some repeating, you know, it'll be a panel, so we're talking about repeating characters, you know. It's not going to be like every week.
So, yeah, I'm hoping we can kind of build a bit of chemistry and, like, you know, start to feel very comfortable with everybody that's on the show. So, like, mainly what I would like, and actually what I kind of forgot I was going to say earlier, mainly what I kind of like is that I think you and I have enough of a dynamic that Like, I know you can speak very confidently and steamroll people, and hopefully I'm there to make sure everybody knows that they can disagree with you and challenge you on everything, and I'm hoping what we can do is build up that feeling for everybody so that, like, the attitude of the podcast is that everything is up for grabs, everybody can be disagreed with, everybody is allowed to be completely wrong, and it's kind of a, you know, working idea, working towards an idea, talking about a topic.
You might say a working theory.
Sure, something like that.
Have you considered that maybe I just steamroll you and Dan?
I feel pretty comfortable telling you to be quiet when you need to be.
No. I know that, but I'm saying, have you considered that maybe on a show that's not just you and Dan, I will behave differently?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that'll go. Maybe you'll be more polite at first, but basically what I'm saying is I don't want you to lose.
I'm not
I don't want
impolite.
You to lose what makes you Andy. Well, but I think there's...
So am I to understand that what makes me me is steamrolling people? That's my most Andiness when I'm at my most me.
It's not talking to people, it's talking at people.
Oh, come on. Really? Do you really feel that way?
Not 100%. No, I just think it's funny.
90,
I think it's funny.
92%.
Oh. I do think you have that ability to speak so confidently that people just feel like they can't disagree sometimes.
I laugh to keep from crying. Yeah, so it'll be a different dynamic slightly, but I think hopefully a much better dynamic. I'm hoping those of you that are out there listening to the show because you're interested in what we think about design, we'll find this to be way better because it'll be what we think about design, but also what other people that are smarter than us think about design.
My big hope is that there are people listen to some episodes where we just seem to all agree on a topic and they're just sitting at home going like, why won't somebody tell one of them to shut up? And they're wrong. Like,
no one else is here.
Sometimes we get those tweets and I'm like, yeah, why wasn't somebody there to tell us to shut up and we were wrong or that like we have a completely skewed perspective. I think the idea, actually, you know what we did? We talked about this a ton at our kind of end of year episode where we said, here are the things we'd like to change about On the Grid. Well, here it is. It's not, it won't be called On the Grid, but it'll basically be all the things we wanted to improve about the podcast before we knew Dan was on his way out. I think.
That's what I'm hoping. Plus, we have really cool friends.
Yeah, I think one thing is that we learned is it was fun to have guest shows of On the Grid, and we met some cool people, but we had one episode with them, and when you do one episode with somebody, you kind of have to do the bio episode a bit, right? Like, you can get into a topic, but you have to spend a lot of time introducing everybody. It would be really nice to, once we start to introduce our panel and you get familiar with the people, like, it'll be a rotating group of people, so the conversation will be fresh, but also you start to know enough people that it's not like, every episode is, you know, the beginning of an interview where you go like, Joey is from so-and-so and he does this.
In 1988, I was born in Iowa.
What else is the show going
to
be?
I don't know. This conversation went faster than I expected it to.
I didn't mean for it to go so fast.
I don't think it's your fault.
Are we supposed to drag it out? Are we
no,
supposed to
I don't
say,
want to drag it out. I mean, maybe.
And then there will be... Because this is not the episode where we say bye necessarily. That's next week. Dan will be here. We'll talk about what the show was, and hopefully we'll read some emails.
Send some emails, Dan, people.
And Dan will... I also think we're saying, hey, Dan's leaving, but we're not giving Dan a chance to say why he's leaving, so that's fair. I think we're all... Well, I think one thing, too, we could say, we're all on very good terms. I think it's all very happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure people are going to think there was some huge drama.
No.
Are we that popular that people are going to impose drama on us like other celebrities?
I don't know.
I don't think we are.
Dan just decided that he doesn't want the commitment of doing this thing every week, which is very fair. Like we said earlier,
oh, I can super understand it. It's a big commitment.
It's a lot of time, especially for me. So, so you know.
You don't know how long it takes me to come up with topics.
Oh, yeah, that's true. For you, too.
You should make a show where the show begins and you have two people just staring at you through a Skype. And they go, okay, make a show. Mm-hmm. What are we doing every week?
I mean, that's kind of what the show is, except I stare at you and eventually you start talking. It's great. It works out really well.
I'm just saying, we both bring something to the table, okay, man? We're both helping out here.
Oh, God. I'm only trying to make myself feel better because it's really the Andy show and I just kind of tag along.
Well, the new shows won't be that.
Thank God we at least have one Andy show now.
Ugh. No, that show is not going to be an Andy show because if it was just an Andy show, it would be completely intolerable. Like, I'm a little worried that it's already going to be intolerable for lots of people, which they just won't listen. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, on its face, it sounds like it could be a terrible thing, right? Like, two dudes discuss the theory of everything and try and describe all things that are good and bad.
I hope it'll just be... Did I ever share? I shared this bit with you a long time ago as a happy ending. Rock Rotten Rule from The Best Show.
Yes. I watched that on YouTube, except by watch, I mean listen to, because it's just an audio thing, right?
So it's basically an old Best show where one guy calls in and claims he's written a book that categorizes every musician ever into three categories, rock, rot, or rule. And it is the ultimate argument settler, which obviously it is not, and it's a, you know, it's a fake character, and everybody calls in and is all pissed off. I hope it's basically that, except nobody gets to call in. It's the ultimate argument settler, and we just argue about topics for between 2 and 45 minutes.
I do want audience participation in that, because I think one of the most interesting things will be addressing topics brought up by people.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Well, we're so good at landing pages now. I disagree with Andy.man.gold can continue.
Nah, maybe that can die. Maybe that can die. We should discuss the lifespan of that.
We should talk to either talk to Squarespace about keeping that up forever, or we'll just all set it up on a permanent domain forever domain. That's a thing,
right? Are you blackmailing me right now? Is that what's happening?
No.
You're like, maybe I set it up on a different domain. Maybe I take the control away from you.
Never take it down. Dot gold is always going to be available.
That's true, but they're $100 a year, so you really got to commit to this joke.
Do you not know me? Do you not think I would commit $100 a year to a joke like this?
Yeah, I guess, but I think you'd see diminishing returns on your good joke. Mm-hmm. We can have another way for people to email us in the new show. It doesn't have to be only when they disagree with me specifically.
Well, who else would they disagree with?
It's gonna be good. Very excited about it. I have a long list of topics to discuss, and you know what I gotta say, Matt, I feel like the new Good Bad Show, the one specifically that's just about us bullshitting, I feel like it's like a huge weight off my shoulders to, like, I hope we never mention that we're graphic designers ever.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Never once talk about anything that's design related, and we'll see if anybody that doesn't know us and listens to the show figures it out through context clues.
I got to be honest, who's going to come to that show having never heard this show? Wouldn't the whole point that we get people from this show to start listening to that show?
Well,
and they
that's
all
how
know?
It'll start. But eventually, you know, people find stuff through iTunes all the time. It's actually pretty shocking to me. People do it regularly. I'm sure lots of you listening right now found this show just because you like were looking at an iTunes category and we're like, sure, why not? Mm-hmm. So I hope we find new people.
I hope so.
I'm tired with these old people. They're used up.
Well, let's get I love some these new old ones. People, but they're probably sick of us.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sick of us a little bit.
So there we go. We're going to do two shows. We're going to do a fun bullshit podcast, and we're going to do the next iteration of On the Grid with a different name, more voices, more people to disagree with us. Still Matt and Andy. Dan's hanging up his hat. We're going to keep talking about design. Oh, one thing, probably that show, the new panel show, the new panel design show, will probably be not as explicit, so you can play it in your classroom, play it for your kids. That's one of those things we got from a lot of people when we did the survey.
Surprising number
of people.
For
email, is that On the Grid, great for some of the topic. I think what people wanted to do was like fast forward to the topic part and then wish we didn't swear when we talked about the ideas that we had.
Yeah,
so
which
hopefully
new show
we can basically, the new panel show will be fast forwarding past the bullshit part and not saying the word bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure we have to swear on Good Bad Show. We can figure it out.
Oh, come on.
We'll see.
What kind of show would that be without all of the angry cursing? Because we get so mad about accent walls.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be a lot better. Who knows? I don't think the swearing is funny. I don't know. Maybe we just get rid of it. I was very touched and impacted by people saying that they really wanted to share the show with X person, or they really wanted to play it for their kids or something, and they couldn't because of the swearing. I guess it was very visceral for me to like actually think about the people that were not going to be able to listen instead of just me feeling like words don't matter and no one should be offended and they should get over it. But not everyone's like me. I don't know. I mean, is there anything else we should talk about that you want the people to know? I mean, this is our opportunity. You cut this out, but this is our opportunity to say things that would be weird to say with Dan there. Is there anything else that you want to say as you and I to the people?
No, I'm not done podcasting yet. I haven't got it out of my system at all.
Yeah, when will it be out of my system? I don't know. I feel like this is a thing I'm going to be into.
It might be a thing we're going to do for a long time.
Imagine how much we'd be into it if the show was like really popular? Oof,
oh, man.
That'd be crazy.
What if there were all kinds of feedback all the time?
Man, I'd be so into that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, we're into it in spite of our own like middling success.
Yeah, shouting into the void, and we still think it's okay to do.
Yeah.
Well, You haven't gotten rid of us yet, world. We're coming back. So hey, write your emails. Send mail at onthegrid.co.
Send us tweets
or onthegrid. onthegrid.reddit.com @gridshow. Whatever form you
want
to do.
You know what? You can. I'm going to make Matt's job harder and say that if you want, for the very last episode, you can send us some voice memos. Record a voice memo on your phone. Send it to us. Maybe we'll include the audio.
You can tweet us a voice memo. You can email a voice memo to mail at onthegrid.co. You can do all those things. Whatever you like.
Yeah.
And then we'll read them, hopefully.
It's going to be sad next week.
It will be sad. I'm a little sad right now.
Yeah.
But
it happens.
I have to keep reminding myself, it's only really the name is dead. You know?
Well, a lot of things are dead, let's be real. But it's okay. I mean? Things die. You know what's worse? You know what's terrible? Immortality.
We'll still get to talk to Dan. We'll still get to do the same basic things. He just won't be on the show every week. Otherwise, still Matt and Andy talking about design stuff with more new people. Have a different name. Hopefully it's better.
We're going to lose all of our great running gags. What are our best running gags, Matt?
I say that you're wrong about everything and that I'm right about everything.
Chocodiles. That's a running gag.
Sure, chocodiles.
We should make a list of running gags for next week. And we'll kill parts. Them all by making unfunny jokes about them. That way they can have proper burials.
Okay.
I'm going to start my list now. Chocodiles is at the top. Soundboard Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Dan, really responsible for most of the memes on the show, I think.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I know the biggest recurring bit of all time. My jacket.
You did the greatest two episodes, but yes.
The greatest recurring bit.
Tell me, how is your jacket going? Does your jacket have room for my lunchbox that has bougie Tupperware in it?
Does it? No, not only does it have a room, it has one of its own. You open up your shirt or whatever. Sorry, you unzip.
You forgot how clothes work.
I had to unzip my own hoodie
to remember how clothes work. First, you take off your shirt, then you unbutton your jacket's outside of the shirt. Matt's
you unzip,
jacket.
You pull it open. There is a big bulky lunchbox that is sewn into your jacket that you have to carry around everywhere all the time. It's kind of rough, actually. It doesn't feel good, but that is not our commitment. Is not to comfort or function. It's to having the most stuff in a thing, which is really the key to any jacket or anything, really.
I feel like we should have more recurring bits after 160 episodes. Maybe this is our problem. Maybe we got to be more viral with our content creation. Really got to create those tweetable moments.